Jeff Bumstead, head coach for Moravia football, getting set for the state playoffs. Coach, first of all, just, you know, speaking from a, you know, a big perspective of the season as a whole, getting your team to this point. I know last year, 3-6, and you guys had some bigger goals this year. Tell me about that and the growth you saw from this team throughout the year.
Well, the growth has been huge from last year to this year, and weekly our growth has been big. Kids, you know, kids have started to do things and bought in the system, and we just started playing better football. And you know, team wise, as far as going from last year to this year, they understood me and I understood them better. And it's just been a growing process for all of us. And moving forward, we just got to keep that going. Extremely happy to be in the playoffs. Doesn't happen around here all the time. And with that, we also want to play well when we get in the playoffs. You know, it's not just we're happy to be there. We're happy to be there, but we also want to play well in the game that we're going to play.
Yeah. What has been behind the, you know, the turnaround this year? I know you mentioned, you know, this year being year two, a lot more understanding of one another, but anything else you can point out that's been key?
Yeah, I think offensively, we revamped our offense. We got a new offensive coordinator. He's doing an excellent job. The coaches that we have on staff now bought in, and it's just overall the general process of the whole deal. Everybody's on the same page, kids, coaches, you know, we're trying to move forward and do the best they can, and the kids are fighting, so you know they're trying to do well. So it's been a totally team thing.
Yeah. You get one of the wild cards, Coach, and so I guess going into the final, you know, week of the season there, knowing, you know, Southeast Warren and Montezuma and Wayne were in the position they were in. So what was your understanding of where you guys were standing there when it came to that last week?
Well, we kind of had it figured out. Not really figured out, but we kind of had it figured that we had a really good chance of getting in. We just had to, you know, take care of business against Twin Cedars, and we would get in. We'd be either 31 or 32, and you know, with that being said, you know, there's no bad teams in the playoffs. So everybody you're going to play is going to be a good team, obviously, you know. So moving forward, we knew we were going to get a one or a two seed, which, you know, it is what it is, but we're there. And now we got to figure out what we're going to do when we get there on Friday night, you know, and how we're going to play. And you know, things go our way, if things don't go our way, you know, what we're going to be like team-wise. And that will help our kids for the future. I mean, just the experience and then knowing that you're one of the best 32 eight-man teams in the state of Iowa out of 70. So, you know, you just got to move on from there and play your game. And it's a totally different season than the playoffs.
Yeah. Iowa Valley coming up. You know, what are some things here early in the process of scouting them out? What do you know about them? What stands out to you?
They run the ball extremely well. They got a heck of a quarterback, of course. But not only him, you know, they've got two backs in their backfield, you know, their fullback, and then they've got a speed back in the backfield. They run the ball. They're physical. And not only do they run the ball, but, you know, they can throw it too. And defensively, they attack the football. They're quick to the ball, you know, and they're physical up front. And good sized up front. So, you know, looking at them, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're up to the challenge, I think.
It does seem, just based on, you know, the scores that I've seen from them, that you might be able to score some points. You feel pretty good about your offense?
I think so. I think that's been one of our bright spots all year, and it's been getting better, and things have been going better. Kids are starting to understand what to do and when to do it. So, yeah, I think we can score some points on them. The thing will be slowing them down. I mean, because you're not going to stop them. So you would have to, you know, you got to kind of slow them down and maybe get a drive yourself going. But, you know, the games that we've watched, they have a lot of one-play drives, and their kids, that quarterback's really good. I mean, you know, he's hard to bring down. He's elusive, you know, and two good receivers too. So. Yeah. And we'll just have to do what we do.
Right. You know, without giving too much away, I mean, what do you think will be important for your guys when it comes to, you know, hanging in with these guys, maybe having a shot to pull an upset?
Definitely. We have to score when we have the football. I mean, that's the only thing. It, you know, if they're going to go down and score, we have to match. We have to match their scores. That's the only way we're going to stay in the football game, you know, as far as that goes. And limit our turnovers. And then maybe, you know, work hard defensively. Don't give them one play drives and possibly get a turnover here and there.
Jeff Bumstead, again, head coach for Moravia football. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it and wish you and your team the best this week.
Thank you.